From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that David Snyder was declared the winner of the Tannersville mayoral election on March 30th by a count of 103 to 102 votes. The one-vote victory came after Snyder had a two-vote lead after absentee ballots and two cured ballots were submitted to the Greene County Board of Elections. But the board ruled one of the cured or changed ballots invalid. County Elections Commissioner Marie Metzler and Brent Bogatis said that the handwriting on one of the cured ballots did not match the signatures on the ballot envelope or the original registration. Snyder said, and I quote, "I'm honored to have been elected by voters in the village of Tannersville to serve as the next mayor, in the largest election turnout in well over a decade. I'm excited to continue engaging with our neighbors as we move our community forward. I'm ready to get to work and serve our community in a collaborative manner. We have a tremendous opportunity to ensure that basic services are maintained while supporting our residents, businesses, and visitors. I look forward to working with the Board of Trustees as we map out Tannerville's future together. I want to thank Lee McGonigal for his years of service to Tannersville." End quote. McGonigal did not take the loss easily and may appeal. McGonigal said, and I quote, "They refused to open one vote. There was one letter in the whole signature they didn't like," end quote. McGonigal also mentioned voter intimidation at the polls as an issue in the results. McGonigal said, and I quote, "You're not supposed to be harassed. You're not supposed to be intimidated. You're not supposed to film people at the election place," end quote. McGonigal was first elected mayor of Tannersville in 1994, served four terms, and after a brief interruption was elected again in 2007 and has been mayor until now. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Liz Montgomery reports at Porcupine Soup that Catskill Schools went into shelter in place on March 30th after police received a false threat targeting the high school. A number of other schools in the Upper Hudson Valley also experienced similar threats this week, and several Berkshire County schools also did on March 28th. On March 27th, there was a school shooting in Tennessee with seven dead, and other threats often follow school shooting. The threat targeted Catskill High School, which has been empty all week because of a broken pipe. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. Nancy Kern reports at Columbia Green Media that dozens of Athens residents spoke out against a tax break for Athens Generating Plant at a March 29th public hearing held by the Greene County Industrial Development Agency. The IDA wants to renew a payment in lieu of taxes or pilot for the power facility located on Route 9W, but many residents disagreed. Athens resident John Cameron said, and I quote, "Athens, unlike Coxsackie, does not have a lot of commercial tax brought into it, and we are being robbed of the commercial taxes which our town desperately needs," end quote. Former Athens Mayor Chris Fitzer said, and I quote, "Look at the businesses around here, little businesses, restaurants, mom and pop stores, whatever, none of them get tax breaks," end quote. Former Athens Town Supervisor Lee Parlamentaire said, and I quote, "It's a sweetheart relationship between Athens Gin and the IDA. The plant's not going anywhere," end quote. Others complained about natural gas-fired plants hastening climate change. If the tax break is approved, Athens Gin would only pay $5,250,000 from 2024 to 2028, $5,512,500 from 2029 to 2033, $5,788,125 from 2034 to 2038, and $6,077,531 from 2038 to 2043. And you can read more about that story at HudsonValley360.com. Fishing season for trout and striped bass begin in New York April 1st. Brook trout, trout in inland streams, and lake trout fishing seasons run from April 1st to October 15th. For inland trout, only two fish longer than 12 inches are allowed, while lake trout must be at least 21 inches long. Striped bass season runs from April 1st to November 30th, limited to fish not less than 18 inches and no greater than 28 inches. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.